A double amputee says his dreams of competing in the Paralympics have been shattered after a plan for a multi-million pound leisure centre in his hometown of Dungiven were rejected. Last night, Ryan O'Connor is blaming unionist councillors for blocking the project, even though the majority of funding was in place. It was voted down in the end by just a margin of 20 votes to 17 at a meeting of Causeway Coast and Glens Borough Council last night. We're going to be hearing from the councillors involved in that vote in a moment or two, but first let's speak to Ryan and his mum Donna. Good morning to you both.
Hiya.
Good morning.
Ryan, just set out for us why this matters so much to you.
Well, it matters so much because I have to travel 25-30 miles outside my town just to do training, and I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I have to leave my hometown to go somewhere else to train because, you know, why can't I be like everyone else?
And you have a centre there at the moment, I understand, in Dungiven, but it doesn't meet your needs because there's no accessibility for your wheelchair. Is that right?
Dungiven itself has hardly any accessible places, and the sports hall itself is not accessible for me or anyone else with disabilities. And to be honest, it's overdue. It's overdue that we need a new facility.
And there's £2.5 million of funding already in place for this project from DCAL. There's a shortfall, I think, of around £300,000. You went to this meeting last night. Were you expecting this project to get the green light?
Well, I was anxious going into it, but I was very hopeful as well. I think, to be honest, you know, when we went into the meeting and we seen what was going on, we sort of knew by the end of the meeting that it was going downhill from the start.
What do you mean by that, Ryan?
We just knew by the way the meeting was going, it was just, there was, you know, just there was hack of other things, and we just knew ourselves that we weren't going to get the green light from the start.
Donna, go ahead, sorry.
I'm just very disappointed by it, to be honest with you.
Yeah. And your mother, Donna, of course, was with you last night. Donna, Ryan there said he felt things were going the wrong way from the very start, so he lost his optimism pretty quickly. Was it the same for you?
Basically, even the long term meeting, personally, I was extremely hopeful, thinking that common sense would prevail. This was a special meeting. There was two items on the agenda. The first item discussed was with regards to funding for commemoration this year. And just by listening to the debate and discussion that was going on during that motion, I was shocked. I can't even explain it. You had to see it with your own eyes. You had to hear what was going on and what was said. I was just shocked by the manner in which some people spoke. Some of the things they did speak about. So when it came to the second part, which was with regards to funding for our sports facilities, there wasn't any discussion before. There wasn't going to be any discussion after. There was going to be a vote with regards to the decision made in December. I knew by listening to that first debate how it was going to turn out, which is absolutely ridiculous in this day and age. And I wouldn't have believed it when I seen it and I heard it.
What do you mean you had that feeling after listening to the first debate? How did it go, or what was said?
It was just the same old stuff from, you know, it was just, to me, it was all about Protestants, Catholics, Unionists, Nationalists.
So the sectarian divisions were there, is that what you're saying?
I went down there with a very open mind, expecting to come out and speak to Unionist councillors and thank them for making the right decision. And, you know, I'm speaking from a mother's perspective, and I'm fighting this for my son's sake, but I know there's the whole community in Dungiven is fighting for it, but on a personal level. And I was looking forward to speaking to these councillors, and no one, not one of them approached me. Not one of them could look at me, and nobody could give me an explanation. You know, that was it. There was a vote taken. We left the chamber. No one approached us after it to give an explanation, to explain what they were going to provide for disabled people in the Dungiven area. There is nothing here, you know. Nothing. My son can't even get in the doors of the sports hall in Dungiven at the minute, unless he has someone there to open them for him. you know, it's ridiculous in this day and age. And angry, I was very angry last night. I'm still angry this morning. Extremely disappointed, shocked that the stuff that was going on last night is still going on in this day and age.
Yeah, we're going to be hearing from one of the unionist councillors, actually, who voted last night. We're going to also be hearing from a local Sinn Féin councillor as well. There is this issue of £300,000 of a shortfall in the funding, and that was held up last night as one of the reasons why this could not go ahead.
That's an excuse. That money is there. All it needed was council approval. The money is there to be used. It's not coming out of anybody's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The situation, the way it is left at the minute, is that our local sports facility now will be upgraded, and that will be at a cost to the local ratepayers.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get a chance last night, Donna, to speak to some of the unionist councillors who made that decision. You're going to get a chance this morning to speak to them, because William McCandless is with us from the Ulster Unionist Party, as is Sinn Féin councillor Sean McGlinchey. So what do you have to say to William McCandless, first of all? Just direct your comments to him, because he is listening.
Just basically, I would like to ask him and his party associates and everybody who voted the project down, what can you do to provide services that are needed for my son?
William.
Hello, Anna. Good morning. Good morning, Miss Connor.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Yes. Do you want me to get back to the beginning?
Yes. No, just respond, if you would, just first of all to Donna, because she's very angry that nobody actually approached her last night from the unionist benches to explain the rationale behind this decision.
I would have liked it, and I mean, we come into the meeting at 6 o'clock early for a pre-meeting. I would have considered it a courtesy if the Sinn Féin councillors had advised us that there were going to be family members present. We were unaware until we noticed people in the meeting, and certainly I would have spoken to Mr. O'Connor and her son. An introduction would have been good, an introduction would have been polite and would have been necessary, and after the meeting we had to rush off.
You can talk to her now, William.
Yes, uh-huh.
Well, that I appreciate that, but to be honest, Mr. McCandless, the councillors and the people who are representing this community, you should approach us, you know what I mean? We were there, I was there well after the meeting ended, and no one approached myself and my son. I have been asking since this process started to go downhill for someone to talk to us, and no one has approached us.
Well, again, I would refer back, and maybe Sean and I can discuss that at our next meeting. A wee bit of protocol would be nice, but I apologise if there was any. There certainly was no slight intended. As I say, an introductory would have been good. But
so explain.
We're here to discuss the shortfall of money.
Yes, explain that for us. Set that out for us.
This whole issue that we have goes back some time to when we reviewed all the spend that there was, all the projects that had been with the four legacy councils. A moratorium had been placed in spend, and thankfully £2.5 million was put forward by the DECAL minister. Now, as we know, there is a shortfall here. People have said there is money set aside. I want to clarify that there is not money set aside for this. This money is not all there. It seems to be a misconception that this shortfall of money is lying there. It would have to be gathered and garnered out over the next 4 years, so it would. So what do I say then on that end to the people who are talking to me from Coleraine, from Portrush, from Portstewart, from Bushmills, from Ballymoney, who are either looking for upgrades to their existing facilities or indeed why they have no facilities at all?
Okay, let me hear from Sean McGlinchey now, Sinn Féin councillor. Is that your understanding, Councillor McGlinchey, about the cash here, that the cash just wasn't simply there to finish this work?
No, let's make this very clear, and I think William is very aware of this here. Like, this money is available from the Land Community Fund. Now, this project started off 5 years ago with the Sports Development Committee and the Nunn Valley Council, when it was recommended that the sports facilities, as Mr. Connor and her son says there, is not fit for purpose. There was a study done, a survey done, and it was recognised then, and I want to ask William this question very clearly, and I want it answered. It was going to take £800,000 up to £1 million to put the current facilities into proper use for the likes of Ryan and other people. Now, it was decided then for the council to go on and look for funding. The council went out and they put a project together, which was £7.5 million, believe it or not, at the outset, which was an economic appraisal and a study done of what was needed for this community. Then it was recognised that this was what was required. Now, if you let me finish this here now. The minister then gave £2.5 million towards the £7.5 million. The council was sort of fully passed and voted on the constitution legally at that council, Lynn Valley Council, to fund the £4 million. The minister cannot now, the unions are saying now, go back to the minister. The minister cannot come back and say, I need £300,000, because there's protocols and procedures. That cannot happen.
What do you think is really going on here, Sean McGlinchey?
Well, you see, what I've gone wrong, and I've made it very clear, like, and unfortunately, I have to make this point. We're going back to the politics of the 60s where the unions had just full control. This is diabolical, sectarian, and it's discriminating against the people. William knows, and I admitted it really this morning, there was meetings taking place prior to the December meeting where his party stated very clearly to Dermot McNeill, our party leader, and Phil McGuigan, that they would fully support the £2.9 million project if we withdrew the call on the flags. So there's no problem then agreeing the shortfall. Now, there's a shortfall of £300,000.
Okay.
Where, William, now, where's the £800 million come from?
You're suggesting that this is a sectarian decision, and what let William respond to that? William?
We've got to get away from this of accusing
we can't. No, that is the fact.
No. Let William respond, Sean. Let William respond.
I speak to you. Thank you. We've got to get away from this accusations of sectarian politics. This is the Sinn Féin cry all the time, and they need to realise the way forward is negotiation, not subjugation. We have said from day one that we will support this project. I want to make it clear here, and Sean was at the same meeting as I was in December. The money is not there from the landfill. It would have to be garnered out over the next 3-4 years. It's not there at the moment. How do I explain that to everyone else within the borough? By the way, if you want an upgrade for your play park or if something else goes wrong, sorry, we don't have that money. It's already committed to being given. I certainly agree with Sean there that we want the project to go ahead. Let's all get round the table with the minister and ask her to meet the shortfall. Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with that.
Just out of interest, Sean McGlinchey, you mentioned flags there a moment ago and some sort of a deal around flags. Was there some sort of backroom deal around flags as a trade-off in this?
Well, you see, that's why William has asked this question. And William's right, we don't like them back on this. But the facts are very clear, like, and the council officials are aware of the talks that went on, that the Unionist Party were willing to back this project fully as it stands if we withdrew the call on flags. So I'm asking William, and also I've asked this question, where is the shortfall of £500,000 that we need to do this building up? You know, where is the money after this building now that's going to be closed and for all the community?
Let William respond to that now, and then I'm going to bring Ryan in for a last word on this one. Go ahead, William.
We mentioned that this morning, folks. Okay, we want to pull a red herring in here. We need to talk to our two party leads in this. First, want to make it clear that Dermot Nicol, the Sinn Féin party lead, had approached the Ulster Unionist parties looking for a better working relationship.
Dermot never approached anybody.
Let me finish, please.
Sorry,
we had made it clear. My party lead had made it clear to them that, look, if they stop political grandstanding that goes on here, there's legal challenges and everything, and things were mentioned about call-ins for flags and other situations, it is not put forward and was not put forward as a deal to commit and given to go through.
Okay.
It was highlighted as situations that are always grandstanding.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on this one. I want to give I want to hear from Ryan. Ryan the last word on this one. Ryan, what's your message then to William McCandless and the other unionist councillors who are opposed to going with this because of the shortfall of cash?
Well, I just think, to be honest, it's a ridiculous decision. We're in 2016 now. Our sports facility should have been done years ago, but it's not. And to be honest, I've battled my whole life, and I've never lost yet, and I will not lose this battle either.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Ryan, appreciate you taking the time to talk to us on the programme this morning. Thank you as well, Donna, and thank you as well, Councillor William McCandless and Sinn Féin Councillor Sean McGlinchey. We'll keep an eye on this one to see where it ultimately ends up.